The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally began the journey inward, recognizing their authentic self and their capacity for being love, and choosing to live as this in all moments. This is what makes it possible to experience authentic happiness easily. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight that will show you how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices towards living a limitless potential. Join me for consciously inspired truth, divine wisdom, and new thought paradigms for living an infinitely abundant and love-filled life, here and now. There is something else that we must look at now. Now, as we continue to navigate life, as we return to some of what has been absent. Finding our way to a new and better way of life, even as some aspects of this may take time to become what we are used to. There is something more that we are being called to examine, to change, if these beliefs conflict with what we know to be the right choice, the right action. Right now, in a world torn by differing beliefs, beliefs that have been taught to us by those who also did not have all of the right information, those who may have been living in fear, unknowing of what it truly means to live with your heart open and to be of kindness first and foremost unto yourself. Because when we learn how to treat ourselves kindly, how to choose the thoughts that we want to hold, that are remarkable, that instill within us the examples of love and compassion, of resiliency and inner strength, of teaching ourselves and our children how to live as our inherent goodness, and to always do the right thing, then we become a home, a community, a nation, and a planet in which, amongst our differences, we share the commonality of loving grace, of treating each other with dignity, respect, kindness. For beneath the color of our skin, the clothes we wear, beneath the thoughts that we might hold, or our learned beliefs, we are all of the same physical structure. Our hearts beat, we walk and run. We can use our hands to form the universal symbol of peace, or to disrespect another. We can build gardens, playgrounds, places to meet, to laugh, to gather, to share our talents. Or we can build walls that divide and separate. What we are being shown, what we are reminded of in the world at this time, is a global pandemic of a different nature, and one that is equally important. We are reminded of how intolerance, rage, suffering, violence spreads. It is a disease, a virus of its own nature, if allowed to persist. This brave new world that we are being thrust forward into is a world that must be founded on the protection of love and kindness. Kindness is love. When you practice this, when you hold kindness for yourself, you make this your first choice. You honor every living being because you cannot be kind and loving unto yourself without exuding this outward. The expression and nature of kindness is too all-consuming. When we as a planet decide how we must treat others, we need to begin here with ourselves, with our internal languaging, our inner dialogue, the messages and beliefs that we hold as individuals. An understanding of this, if we are unkind, unloving, critical, hurtful in our words spoken aloud or to ourselves, then we must first change this. We cannot hold love in our heart for another living being when we are distraught and angered, resentful, if we are judging another. If we do not allow someone the same rights and privileges that we want for ourselves. You must practice kindness unto yourself first, if you are to nurture the kind of relationships that are of love with all others. Regardless of what you have been taught, regardless of what you have known, because your experiences have continued to shape your existing perspective, you must be willing to stand ground to this, to make kindness and love your first and only choices if you are to live a life of peace and immense joy, and to see the world as it is, as heaven on earth. You decide this. You live based on your inner perceptions projected outward. Every thought is powerful. Every choice that you make holds a distinct line of what will be your liberation and freedom, or what holds you back, what limits your worldview, what causes your own suffering. George Floyd will forever be a reminder of this. You may choose kindness and love above all else. You may choose it as dignity and grace unto yourself and towards all others, because this is our new liberation, our new hope, our new normal. Kindness as love, directed first unto yourself and then towards all other living beings. This too is what we all must choose now. As you listen to the prose meditation that follows, let yourself close your eyes. Feel the words. Let their meaning fill you with hope and promise of a new normal that you may choose for yourself, for all others. This meditation, written as a prose, is a way to be guided in the nature of meditation without the need for focusing attention onto one specific point of focus. Rather, in prose, it is suggested that you allow your mind to follow the cue of the words that you hear, allowing for the meaning and exploration of this to rise up, to hold you, to find you present to this. Here, in the explanation of this love, I know that you will find your truth. Namaste. Kindness is love. Directed unto yourself and to all others. In kindness, you hold remarkable power, insight, wisdom. Kindness is the way in which you profess acceptance of another. When we walk around holding kindness in our heart, we become love in action. Let your inner nature guide and influence your positive outward actions. Let your focus for this meditation begin here, in your heart center. Imagine a glowing lightness emanating in all directions from your heart. Feel the glow of your heart as captivating, responsive, adoring. Feel the energy of your heart explode with goodness, with love. For a time, allow yourself to feel the expansive nature of your heart as you direct breath into your heart center. Your chest expanding outwards, expanding beyond the physical boundaries of your body. When you show yourself or another kindness, it is a lot like this. The energy moves outward from you unto another. Imagine an act of kindness that you received recently. Something ever so small and simple, or perhaps grand in magnitude. Imagine receiving this kindness with all of your heart. As you think back on it now, let the act of kindness given to you be received fully in your heart. Feel the energy of this kindness. Let this love be what fills you. Imagine, feel, and surrender to the experience of love in action that is this gift of kindness. Feel it now. Allow your heart energy to grow further, expand more, feel it. Each time you tune into another's demonstration of kindness, no matter how small it may be, you open yourself to the feeling of love. Your kindness directed towards others does the same thing. Every time that you hold kindness, that you act on it, you raise your energy vibration. And the expression of love felt most readily in your heart center and throughout your body. Acts of kindness include loving words, encouragement, acknowledgement, acceptance, attention and presence, and loving thoughts. Hold awareness for a time in your being as you recall an act or two of kindness shared with another. You have shared love openly with another, and now allow yourself to experience this love. How does it feel to be kindness? To be love in action. Feel the energy of this in your body. Let yourself revel in it for a time. Practice the art of feeling what love is present in your everyday gifts of kindness. Practice feeling the energy of love as you are kind, directed within, towards yourself. You may be kind in your words of self-talk. In the way in which you see and imagine yourself in the future. Begin here. Repeat after me. I love you. I love you. I love you. Feel the importance of your words, spoken aloud, spoken openly, just for you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let kindness be how you experience love, expressed easily. Allow yourself to remain here for a time longer, basking in the beautiful feeling of love adorned unto yourself. And then returning your awareness into your body, feeling grounded in your being. And when you are ready, to gently open your eyes. Practice being attuned to the responsive nature of your heart to share love as kindness. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes here, and then join me at dorothyratusny.com. where you can share your questions and feedback from this or any episode with me, and where you'll also find the Wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, an extensive library of free guided meditations for you to experience and enjoy, plus other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.